From the New Classical FM, you've been listening to a singer-free version of Wagner's Tannhäuser. And there it was, the ode to the Evening Star, unencumbered by any baritones. There you had it in a purely instrumental version with the Hollywood Bowl Orchestra conducted by Carmen Dragon. However, if you're like me and you'd sooner hear a singer or the sound of a glorious choir, you're in luck, because one of the most glorious going is coming up this Sunday at 4 p.m. Lydia Adams is here, Sean Granke is here, and of course I'm talking about the Amadeus Choir. And before I let them have at the microphones, I want to give you the website. It's very simple. It couldn't be simpler. AmadeusChoir.com. I'll give you 5 minutes. AmadeusChoir.com. That's where you can get tickets and all the information you'll need to know. I Saw Eternity is the title of this concert. Sean, what's that about? Get closer to the microphone.
When we
I'm going to bully you till you get closer. Get closer. There you are. All right.
When we were planning the season, we were talking about a concert that would feature music that heals and transcends and transpires into, you know, up in the sky, and just you can close your eyes and allow the music to take you away.
What music ought to do? Yes,
exactly.
Go on. Yes,
it's so important. So we decided that we would pull together a list of our desert island pieces. And those pieces that we just loved to sing.
Oh, now
to
that's
sing.
Curious. Yeah, this is, so these are things that did the choir have a say in picking all these?
Or, no.
No? Good.
No. Okay, choir, you do get a choice sometimes.
Lydia Adams, this is the last concert of the season. You two get closer to the microphone.
I'm going
to
get in closer.
Yes, there you go. It's the last concert of the season. How's the year been?
Oh, it's been great. The choir has had a marvelous season. They've sung Bach. They've sung seasonal programs in December.
Well, your Christmas concerts are famous for
it. Well, it's terrific. And this year we did part of the Christmas Oratorio with the El Mirage Singers. And then we've had a wonderful, conductor's workshop concert. And now we're finishing off with this I Saw Eternity program. And Sean and I were really thrilled about putting this program together because it's really music that we just really want to hear. And we really want the choir to sing it, experience it, and have our audiences experience it as well. So it's going to be, it's such beautiful music, both by Canadian composers and by international composers.
I was about to say, you must break out in maple leaves. Look at this program. We have Imant Ramish, Hussein Jan Mohamed. I hope I didn't
miss. Jan Mohamed.
Jan Mohamed, okay. Yep. Healy Willen, of course.
Yes.
Dr. Healy Willen.
Yes.
Eleanor Daly.
Yep.
And Leonard Enns and Stephen Chapman.
I know.
That's terrific.
Yeah, and Chapman has chosen a piece called From Voices of Earth. And it's an Archibald Lampman poem, of course, very famous one about the voices of the earth singing for the earth, right? And it's an absolutely stunning poem. And we've sung that poem before on work by Ruth Watson Henderson. This is the first time we've sung the Chapman version of it.
Mm-hmm. Biggest challenge in this program for you?
The biggest challenge, you know what? There's such a mix of stunning music between a cappella, big a cappella works. Mm-hmm. And of course, we're so lucky to have an amazing cellist with us and a pianist, and Sean and I are co-conducting this program.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, I don't know what the challenge is, but bringing all this music together so that each piece can be recognized as the incredible gem it is, you know, each piece here has an incredible potential for healing, which, of course, this week we could not have imagined what would happen in Toronto, this week, yesterday, when we were putting this program together 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And here it is. We have a program that's really centered on healing and beauty and bringing the world together, spiritual rebirth, all that sort of thing. And here it happens this week. And I just think it's a very timely time for this music. But it's making sure that each piece gets its due, I think, and in the midst of so much beauty.
As Plato wrote, music is its own moral law.
Really?
Really.
Really.
And this is a program I'm sure that will uplift the listener.
Yeah.
Sean, I want to know about what it is you're doing, because you're obviously a busy man. If you have to work for Lydia Adams, let's talk about her if she's not here. I know she'll keep you hopping. So what else are you doing besides that?
Well, I'm also the accompanist for the El Mirage Singers under Lydia's direction, and the new conductor for the Achill Choral Society.
Okay.
And they are a 75-voice choir up in Orangeville.
Wonderful.
So I get a beautiful drive to Orangeville you know, using the back roads
yeah.
every Wednesday, and they're just such a wonderful group.
Isn't yeah. that great? Yeah. The concert is Sunday. It's at 4 p.m. at Eglinton St. George's. The website to go to, ladies and gentlemen, is AmadeusChoir.com, AmadeusChoir.com. Lydia Adams, Sean Grenke, thank you so much for joining us today, and have a wonderful concert.
Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you so much.